Trump announces lawsuit against George Soros-funded Center for American Progress over claim National Guard had no impact on crime. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 7, 2026. President Donald Trump announced a lawsuit against the left-wing think tank Center for American Progress, CAP, after the organization reported that the National Guard being deployed to several cities had no impact on crime. In a post on Truth Social, Trump referenced a report from Chandler Hall, who serves as the Associate Director of Public Safety for CAP. Trump noted that a lawsuit was being drawn now, adding that he was strongly considering adding some of the contributors to this fake organization. Trump had previously shared the same post on August 10 on Truth Social. Chandler Hall, representing, on television, the foolish Center for American Lack of Progress, stated that adding the National Guard to cities, including our now great again, Washington, D.C., had no impact on crime, Trump wrote. How crazy is that? Hall was met with furious dissent. The report is just another radical left scam, as are the people who fund this gaggle of lunatics, including George Soros, Bill, and Melinda Gates, Google, Apple, Visa, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Walmart, Toyota, T-Mobile, and NBC Universal. Trump went on to note that the Embassy of Japan, the Korea Foundation, and the Embassy of the United Arab Emirates, among others, have provided foreign funding and contributions to CAP. The Democrats love it, and are against anything Trump, Trump continued. These people, and others like them, are so bad for our country. Their stated course is anything to hate or demean Trump. The report from Hall notes that the Trump administration is trying to take credit for the historic drop in violent crime across America despite the fact that this trend began before it took office. The second Trump administration is trying to take credit for the historic drop in violent crime across America despite the fact that this trend began before it took office, and it is using these declines to justify expanding policies that are unpopular, ineffective, and costly. Even though the data clearly show that violent crime and homicides were already dropping in American cities in 2023 and 2024, the Trump administration has continued to threaten city and state leaders and argue that its extreme actions, such as deploying the National Guard to support law enforcement operations, are improving public safety. However, new Center for American Progress analysis finds no evidence that National Guard deployments have reduced violent crime. Moreover, if these deployments are extended and continue through the end of 2026, they could cost American taxpayers more than $1.7 billion. The report continues to state that Trump is exploiting the fact that violent crime and murder were already declining in the cities his administration targeted with these extreme interventions. In an effort to falsely claim his policies have reduced crime, the president is exploiting the fact that violent crime and murder were already declining in the cities his administration targeted with these extreme interventions. On average, the 11 cities where the National Guard was deployed or threatened to be deployed saw a 14% decrease in their 12-month rolling violent crime rate and a 22% decrease in their 12-month rolling murder rate from June 2024 to June 2025, before the National Guard was first deployed to Los Angeles. The CAP's report also noted that the National Guard has been sent to cities such as Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and New Orleans, to address crime and riots that were taking place. Breitbart News's Hannah Knudsen reported in August 2025 that overall violent crime in the nation's capital had decreased by 22% in the week after Trump announced his crackdown in the city, with no murders in the city over the last 7 days.